The Candid Cast with Lucky Agede. Season 2, Episode 8. Human Development Virtues, Diligence.
Hello, welcome once again to the Candid Cast. We are continuing with our study on those values that make difference between one person and the other. You may observe in life that some people excel, others do not. Some, even when they excel, they eventually come down. And we said, let us look at those qualities that make the distinction between one person and the other. Why do people rise and stay up? And why do people rise and fall? And why is it that some persons don't even rise at all? And we are looking at those qualities that make the difference between one person and the other. Today, in the sixth part of the study, we are discussing diligence as the sixth quality. I encourage you, before we continue, that you subscribe to the Candid Cast on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, and listen to us also on podcast, whether you are using Apple device or Android. You can reach us even on Spotify. We are there on your podcast. So let's continue the subject of knowing why some people excel in life and others do not. We talk about diligence. Diligence as a virtue or value is the careful and persistent effort or work towards achieving a goal. Diligence involves vision, goal setting, attention to details, persistent effort towards the attainment of a predetermined objective. It is the line between success and failure. King Solomon asked a question: do you see a man diligent in his work? He provided an answer. He said, such a man will stand before kings. He will not be seen among obscure people. Diligence propels to the heights that others only dream of. And just like Solomon put it in the book of Proverbs, many of us want to stand before kings. If you are a carpenter, you want to be the one making the chairs for kings. If you are a tailor, you want to sew for kings. But only diligence can take somebody there. Without diligence, you serve before obscure people. Qualities of a diligent worker. How do you know a diligent worker, and how can we become one of such workers? He has clarity of goals and priorities. Clarity of goals. A diligent person knows what he wants and he goes for it. Is it going to be cheap? No. He's just clear on his objective. He's focused on tasks that are most important to the attainment of his goals. Other people set goal and just look away. You set goal for the fun of setting goal. Did you set goal? Yes. What's your New Year resolution? I have. How far do you go with it? Diligent person does not yield to distractions. Distraction comes to everybody. But if you're a diligent worker, those distractions will not sway you. How other people, shortcut syndrome and all those things will not take you away. He makes judicious application of time and other resources. Diligent person is not driven by the tyranny of the urgent. He thinks ahead and is not readily taken by surprises. When I was reading the book, My Lapo Journey, by Dr. Godwin Ehigamuso, the founder of Lapo organization, I saw a man who was completely sold to his goal, his dream, his aspiration. What he wanted was for people to escape poverty. How did he want to achieve this? He put himself into it to the extent that he stated in the book that the wife said one day, somebody will say, good morning, Mr. Ehigamuso. He will answer, Lapo. It is not surprising that the organization that started with 300 naira has grown to over 10,000 employees that are earning salary regularly on monthly basis. That is a tremendous contribution to nation building, and it takes a man of diligence to accomplish that. Number 2, forward planning. Diligent worker is the exact opposite of the wishful thinker. He does not stop at knowing what he wants, but he has detailed plan on how to get there. He breaks his plan down into manageable steps, and he takes those steps painstakingly. It's not that he doesn't meet obstacles. determine what is important at every step and what he should just cut off, and he sticks to that thing that is important to him. Every task has deadline. Walt Disney said, every man needs deadline. Without deadline, nothing is accomplished. So a diligent man plans forward and he sets deadline. Number three, pays attention to details. With a focus on the attainment of the highest quality of results or outcome, very close attention is paid to details, specifics, accuracy of reports and communication. To clearly eliminate errors, a close look at the lives of Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, and so many others that have attained lofty heights will show you this is the pattern. They don't deviate from it. Every one of us want our name to be mentioned along the, but it takes diligence to get there. Consistency. Work ethics is part of the character. It is constant whether someone is watching or nobody is watching. It's not given to eye service. It's not given to what people will say, but he knows what he wants. He determines it. He focuses on it and he goes for it. There is a dedication of time and energy to tasks, projects, and responsibilities, not procrastinating or yielding to distractions. Procrastination is the bread of fools. The apprenticeship system practiced by the people of Southeast Nigeria exemplifies this quality. A servant is completely dedicated to his master for about 5 to 8 years and never bothered about annual leave, social function. They can live in the shop for that number of years, not bothered about what he wears. Fashion does not matter to him. He has one clear goal. My master will open a shop for me at the end of this exercise, and I will become a master in my own shop. He's clear on it and is ready to sacrifice 5 to 8 years, and he comes out. People will think maybe they did juju, maybe they were trickish. No, there is no trick, there is no juju about it. It's just the subject of diligence, and we need all to pay attention to it. A diligent person has problem solving skill and good judgment in decision making. I'm of the view that no organization rewards people for identifying problems. No organization rewards you for grumbling. No organization rewards for murmuring. Life rewards you actually for the problem that you solve for humanity. Diligence involves facing challenges and making decisions with a systematic and analytical mindset to identify solutions and make informed choices. It means taking responsibility to find solutions. It means not sitting back to blame leaders or blame the system. You find, if you live in Nigeria, you find this is just our game, who we are. Everybody will go, oh, he's leader. So many things that happen that you look around and say, where is the leader in all of this? Where is the leader when you pack your waste into the drainage? That's not leader. Where is the leader when you bring down the glass of your car to throw maize cob on the road? That's not leader. That's you, who you are. How do you empty your waste? A diligent person is interested in the outcomes everywhere, generally, for society, for himself, for his organization. Number six, unending learning and improvement. A diligent worker is never satisfied with saying, I don't know. I feel so sad when you hear people just, I don't know, and you relax, you are satisfied, you are happy that you don't know. No, you should know. What do I do to know? If you don't know today, you shouldn't have the same answer tomorrow. Those who know did not bring those information from the grave. They got to know by learning. Diligent persons give themselves to learning, and it's a continuous thing. He will give his eyes no sleep until he knows. He has to find out. He is updated on industry trends, what goes on in your industry, industry best practices, and skills development to enhance knowledge and performance continuously. So when you see his result, you think maybe there is something special about it. In this part of the world, whatever we do not understand, we'll call it juju and begin to run, because we are incurably spiritist. We look for spirit behind everything we do not understand. Go and read, go and learn. It's all in the books. You will get to know. This quality I also found in the founder of Lapo, the author of My Lapo Journey, Dr. Godwin Ahigamuso. A diligent worker is always ahead. All the persons that lost focus on the core purpose of microfinance organization, intervention in the financing of the poor, they all faded away. But he kept to it. Today, you find a lot of people are going, you use microfinance, it's no longer to fund the poor. People are using it now to do fintech and collect money, make billions of naira every year. But that's not the purpose of microfinance. A focused person, a diligent person will be focused. And you will find, I'll be surprised if Lapo ever joins that race. He will not. He's focused, he's consistent, he's committed on what the organization stands for. Number 7, cooperation and alliance. A tree, as it's always said, cannot make a forest. There is nothing you can accomplish all by yourself. It is also wisdom that it is not good for man that he should be alone. Whatever we want to accomplish, we must accomplish in the midst of other people. We must begin to understand that unless you work in concert with others, there is not much you can achieve. A diligent worker understands this very well, and he rubs mind with colleagues, with supervisors, shares ideas and opinions with stakeholders, and shares progress, seek feedback, collaborate effectively on projects, and by the time the result comes out, it does not glorify itself. It is for the good and benefit of everybody. There's, oh, we did it. He does not claim everything to himself. We did it. Now, number 8, he learns to adapt, adjust, and advance. If you must get ahead in life, it is dangerous to think that you will win all the time. My former boss told me, he said, you win some, you lose some. If you want to win all the time, you kill yourself before your time. A diligent person is flexible in the face of changes or challenges that come in the pursuit of your desired outcome. Things may not go exactly always as you planned it. There will be challenges, there will be setbacks, there will be obstacles. A diligent person looks for how to mend those strategies, learn new things from the failures. Failure is not fatal, and failure is not final. So failure is not a problem in itself. It is said that if you fail in the day of adversity, your strength is small. The problem is not the adversity. The problem is your strength. Why not go build strength? Because adversity comes to everybody. As it has come to you, it comes to other people. Failure does not mean that you will never succeed. Every successful person has failed before. If you have never failed, you have no chance for success. There is no room for success for people who have never failed. And those who fear failure can't make success. You must be able to look failure in the face and face it. Look at those challenges. That is courage. Courage is not moving on because there is nothing to fear. No, it is riding on in spite of your fear. You look at a courageous person, you think that he has no fear. He has fears, but is not governed by his fears. He is always adapting, adjusting, and advancing, moving ahead. Number 9, he knows time as an irreplaceable resource. Many of us, our management of time leaves too much to be desired. Time is well respected by the diligent person, both his own time and the time of others. Tasks are prioritized to maintain regard for time. You call a meeting, people will say African time, a meeting of 1 o'clock, somebody's arriving by 2. I recall when I had my birthday, I said birthday starts by 11, I will finish by 2. You find people leaving their house by 2, they are coming for birthday. We have removed all the chairs and tables. Said they have never seen a party that has starting time and ending time. I said that is me. Time must be respected. We must know when we are starting, we must know when we are ending. So people will go for other meetings, other things that they have. There is nothing like African time. 60 seconds is 1 minute, whether it's in Australia, in America, in Africa, in Asia. 60 seconds is a minute, 60 minutes is 1 hour. You cannot afford to be late for a scheduled meeting, keeping others waiting and wasting the time of everybody. It does not matter your status, because some people think that when you are the boss, how do you know you are the boss? You waste the time of everybody. Everybody come and sit to wait for you. No, it's not right. A diligent person will respect the time, because if you are the boss, that time is even supposed to use for productivity, to enhance the the performance of the organization. They spend it waiting for you, whiling away the time. How does that help the organization? Number 10, a diligent person accepts responsibility. We are free to make our choices, but we are not free to choose the consequences. You first make your choices, then your choices will make you, because your choices will breed consequences. Just as quickly as the night follows the day, the result of your choices will follow you. Each time you make a choice, you just wait for the consequence, it will come. A diligent worker accepts his choices, whether they be right or they be wrong. Bug passing makes people happy without changing the outcome. When you blame, is government that caused it? Is it one government will go, another will come? You will still have government to blame. The people to blame are never ending. But has your situation changed? The answer is that it will not change until you attain this quality of diligence. Take responsibility for your actions, for your decisions, and the outcomes, on the other hand. So you position yourself to learn from your mistake and grow by it. To conclude this, the qualities listed here that I have just enumerated are sure guarantees, as Solomon said, to take you before kings and you not stand before obscure people. I will draw the curtain at this point. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned to the Candid Cast. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to the Candid Cast. Be sure to tune in again next week.